would say in my lifetime it's the best, possibly the best grant I've ever heard in my life. And they've been talking about it. I remember speaking 10 years ago to a minister about it and various ministers. And it took a while there last year they brought it in, but they actually have improved on it this year. I don't know how much better of a grant they could actually bring in, but it astonishes me that there's only 300 applications in Lifford right now. 300. I would expect a 300 from my own municipal district here, and it's shocking. And, you know, people will ask in a couple of years' time when these grants are done away with, why did so many people not avail of them? They're brilliant. There's up between 50 or 70,000. You can live in the house or you can lease it out. That has been brought in. You can actually lease this house out. Plus, on top of that, you can apply for the SEAI grant. That's the Better Energy Homes grant. You can apply for that as well. In addition, this is, as I say, is possibly one of the best grants that is ever, wherever to see. You know, but like a lot of grants, this may not be around forever. And people will rightly ask in a couple of years' time, how come someone didn't apply? Now, this is within towns, and it's also out in the countryside. And these derelict buildings, empty derelict buildings, they have to be empty 2 years minimum. But they're a blight. They're a blight on the towns. They're a blight on their neighbours. They're a blight on everybody. And they need, there is a solution now. Okay, there could be difficulties there with family disputes or someone maybe dying and not making a will. But everybody can go and discuss these issues with the council, and there may be ways that they can help out. But look, everybody should be knocking the door down of the council at the moment to get in there. There's a small team put in place. They are trying to sort out 300. There's about 100 been given the go-ahead. The rest are at different stages. And yes, people are contacting myself and other councillors, you know, trying to get them hurried up and to have tenants for them. But nevertheless, there's going to be no excuse why more people are not, like as I say, 300 at the moment, and there's probably at least 3,000 empty or derelict eyesores in this county. And there's not a street in any town that there's not an empty building, and there's not a road, there's not probably about 10 empty buildings, and some of them completely overgrown. So this is the opportunity and the time. The grant is there. The council's trying to work. And if you consider someone going in to build a new house now, on a green field site, going into a green field to do it, by the time you pay for your water connection, put in your own septic tank or connect the main sewers, that could cost you anything from 5 to 100,000 at the charges that's been charged at the moment. By the time you make a new road access into your property, you're out another 5, 10. This is a no-wonder. If you can get a house, the grant can be used doing up the house. It can also be used for the extension that you build onto the house. And as a matter of fact, you can use old commercial buildings, sheds, literally sheds. Now, not every shed within a farmyard can be converted into a house. There will be some planning, but some of these old sheds along the road or can be converted and planning there. So there's an awful lot of scope. As I say, it's probably the best scheme that it ever was, and I think more now. The council has agreed with me. I've been speaking to them several times to say, man, they are going now in September, they're going to do a big publicity drive around the county. I've been requesting that for a while, and even as late as this week again, we need to get the message out there. What we don't want is people coming along in a year or two and saying, I didn't know about that. Neighbours need to question neighbours and suggest to neighbours where they see it, whether you're living in a housing scheme or you're living in the street in the town or you're living out in the countryside, suggest to your neighbour why don't they apply to do up these either empty or derelict houses.